Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Samach Dal, the Noiz Vahadar edition, Perek Shvi, starting Halacha Yud in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'atzomois, the tzomois are the bones, ve'agidim are the sinews, ve'anoisor is meat that was left overnight. All this is sorfu b'shishas. You have to burn these, meaning all this that's left over from Korban Pesach, you burn it not in the morning of Yom Tif. They eat the Korban Pesach in the night of Tezvav, Leil Tezvav. In the morning, you don't burn it. You wait for the next morning. You wait for Shishasar, for the 16th of Nisan, and that's when you burn it. V'imchal Shishasar Yod B'Shabbos. And if Pesach, the first day of Pesach fell on a Friday, and the 16th of Nisan is on Shabbos, Yisar Fu B'Shivasar, then you burn it the next day on Sunday, on the 17th of Nisan. Why? She'enam Doichim Lo Yisar Shabbos Lo Yisar Yom Tev. You can't burn it now on Shabbos and not on Yom Tev. Says the Gemara, Etzem she'ena la basar. You have a bone, and the bone has no meat on it. It is a pure bone only. Rabbi Yochanan also l'shar. Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot break that bone. Shimon Lakish amar mutar l'shar. Rabbi Shlakish says you're allowed to break it. Meaning the question is, we have an issur of shviras etzem and pesach. You're not allowed to break the bone. Is it a bone that has meat, or even a bone that does not have meat? Meisav Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan answers Lakish. We learned in our Mishnah, Hatzomois, the bones, Vagini, the sinews, Vanoisa, the leftover meat, Yisofor, Bishishasar, it will be burned in the 16th, Vyikoits, if you have no problem to break it, why can you break the bone? Meaning, why can you go and take out the marrow in the bone by breaking it? According to Rish Lakish, there's no issue to break a bone that doesn't have any meat. So you remove the meat, break the bone, and eat the inside. Why you burn it on the 16th? Answers the Gemara, Priyam Moyach Shebekulis, because of the marrow that's in the kulis. Kulis is the thigh bone. And just an example to a bone that has marrow in it. So the Gemara says, if you have marrow in the bone, you're not allowed to break it either. According to Rish Lakish, there's an issue to break it, even if the meat is not on top of the bone, even if the meat is only inside the bone. Says the Gemara, V'yachlet Sabosor Min Ha'etzem V'yehani Min Ha'etzem. So says the Gemara, okay, so on the 16th of Nisan, when you're coming now to get rid of this bone, why can't I just take out the marrow out of the bone? Burn that, because that became nicer. And the bone itself, you can enjoy. So answer the Gemara, Sardan Amud Aleph, Savin Meimar, the thought of the yeshiva, the thought of the Bnei Yeshiva thought to say, En Chaytzi Misapasul. You're not allowed to break a bone, even if it's possible. Even though now you can't eat anymore, even though it's already 16 on Nisan, I still have the issue to break the bone. Says the Gemara, Amar Avalazo, Afilu Teimo Chaytzi. Even if there's no issue to break a bone at that stage. We hold like the Yaakov Omar, Haba Bekosher Mishor Rishoyno Venitmo, also Bishriya Setzer. Meaning, something that was kosher originally and then became puzzle, you're not allowed to break the bone. Something that was puzzle, me, Korah, that was always puzzle, so then you don't have an issue to break the bone. But something that was kosher and became puzzle, you're not allowed to break the bone, and he's going to be mommy. This is what our mission is talking about. So when he's coming to the bones that we're talking about over here, were bones that we'd be able to use. There was meat over there that became nicer. So there's no proof over here that something which was never edible, you're not allowed to break. Rabbein Mishael Blozer, Matam Omer Atzomos Ve'agidim Ha'noisei Yisofer B'Shashar. What is really the reason that I have to burn it only in the 16th? She'asoyev Yesh Mishum Shoyver. Because burning the bone is like breaking the bone. If you would say, oh, the burning is not breaking, so what's the problem? The night of Pesach, just burn the bone and take out the marrow and eat it. The fact he's saying, no, I have to wait to the 16th and burn it, that means I couldn't break it, I couldn't burn it either. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Nim Nim Al Moyach Shabarish, you can appoint yourself to have the piece of meat, the marrow which is in the head. Ve'nim Nim Al Moyach Shabakulis, but not on the marrow which is in the thigh bone. So one can say, my part in the Korban Pesach is the marrow of the head, not the marrow of the different bone. Why? You can reach the marrow that's in the head through the ear. There's no way to reach the marrow which is in the bone unless you break the bone. That you cannot do. Rechon says, no, you could become a memune, meaning you could have your portion in the marrow which is in the bone. Why? Because you can burn it. There's a way to get to it. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav B'Shir Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein nimno moach shebekulis v'im nimno nimno." L'chatchila, one should not appoint himself for the moach shebekulis, for the marrow which is in the bone. But if he did it, it works. So the Gemara, "Da'ad Rabbi Yochanan v'yisor v'im on it." What's the reason? If Rabbi Yochanan holds you could burn the bone, so why don't I burn the bone and get the marrow out? Meaning, why you say only b'di'evit should be okay? Mipnei avdon kochin. We're afraid if he burns it, he's not going to burn not only the bone, he's going to burn also part of the marrow. So he's burning kochin. We don't want to burn kochin. Al-daydi the Shmuel yisar v'yimne. Shmuel that says that you can now become imanui on the moyach, on the marrow, but he still says you can burn it on the 16th. Why? How can you burn on the 16th? You're breaking the bone. Elamai, he holds that burning is not considered to be breaking. If burning is not considered to be breaking, why do you burn it in the night of Pesach? So Shmuel, Rabbi Yaakov Omar, Rabbi Koishim, Mishori, Shori, Meitma, Asur, B'Shvei, Sehetzim. Meaning Shmuel says the burning is considered to be breaking the bone. Because burning is considered to be breaking the bone, so therefore you cannot burn the bone on the night of Pesach. So if I have a bone in the night of Pesach, there's no way for me to reach the marrow. Therefore, on the 16th, I can burn it. Why? Because then because Pasul Mikar. It was always Pasul. It was never reachable. So Pasul, it doesn't mean there's actual Psul. But if I'm not able to eat it, it starts already in the wrong way, meaning it was never kosher, it was never roy to be necha. Why? Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yaakov mentioned before, the only thing you're now allowed to break is something that was kosher became pasul. But if originally it was not edible, if originally it was considered to be pasul, you could break it. That's what Shmuel says, that you burn the bones on the 16th, because burning is really breaking. But something that was not, you're not able to reach, the night of Pesach, was mikor pasul, and you're allowed to break it, you're allowed to burn it. So when the Gemara says that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaakov, is to tell me he holds like Rabbi Yaakov, the only something that was kosher and became pasul, you're not allowed to burn, not something which is pasul mikara. That's how the Ritvaz explains this tomorrow, and Reb Chaim quotes the Ritvaz. So the Mishnah taught us that you're not allowed to burn the kachim, not allowed to burn the noisar on the 15th of Nisan because it's Yom Tov. So the Gemara machamis mimarken. Why do you see to say that? In other words, what's the source? It says v'lo yisiru mimenu ad boiker. Not allowed to leave Korban Pesach until the morning. V'anoisar mimenu ad boiker be'esh yisrefu. But if you did leave it until the morning, you're burning in the fire. It says morning again. It could have just said, don't leave it till the morning, and if it's left over, you burn it. Why it says again, if you left it until morning, it says the Gemara of Samachdal and Wabes, Achar Shnei Bekarim. That's what it says, two mornings. Whatever is left till the morning, you wait till the next morning to burn it, which means Achar Boikr Shel Chamisha Asar, V'Achar Boikr Shel Shisha Asar. Meaning the morning of the 15th becomes Noisar, but you don't burn it until the morning of the 16th, which is not Yom Tov. There's a pasuk that says, the pasuk is speaking about shlomim. It says, whatever is left for the third day, you burn it. So Abraham explains why we bring this pasuk. Coming to explain, why can't you burn the noiser in the night, at Moitz Yom Tov? On Tesvav, once Tesvav is over, the night of Tetzayin, you burn it. Why are you waiting until Tetzayin in the morning? So maybe you see from here, it's not because it's a problem to burn kachim and Yom Tov. Maybe it's only because we have a date. The date that you burn the Korban Pesach is on Tetzayin. But now that you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov, because if the problem is not to burn on Yom Tov, just burn in the night. So says the Gemara, look at Shlomim. Shlomim, you're allowed to eat 2 days and one night. So once you end the second day, it becomes nicer. So why do I burn it? Because the pasuk says, you have to wait for the morning to burn it. It's a din that you're not allowed to burn Korbanis nicer in the night. You have to wait for the morning. So here's the same thing. The reason why I can't burn it on Tesvav, because it's Yom Tov. I can't burn it that night, because it's night. So I have to wait for Tetzayin in the morning. Now that we learned that Noisa cannot be burned in the night, then we ask the following question. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so you have to burn the Chometz the day before Erev Pesach. That's Friday. Are you allowed to put a fire right before Shabbos, burn the Chometz, and let the chametz continue burning in the night of Shabbos, which is still Erev Pesach, it's still 24 hours before Pesach? We learned earlier in the Masechta Mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Where do we learn that you have to burn chametz? Where do you learn it from? Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Noiser. The same idea you have by Noiser, you have by chametz as well. That's why he requires it to be specifically with fire and not something else. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn from Noisar, the same way Noisar you're not allowed to burn in the night, also Chometz you're not allowed to burn in the night. But according to Rabban, they don't learn from Noisar, that's why they say you don't have to burn it specifically, you can just throw it away. They say you can burn it in the night as well. Continues the Gemara and brings another Nikud that relates to the Sugya. The Mishnah Shabbos tells us, Eimad Ligim is Shemen Tzreifah B'Yomtev. What is Shemen Tzreifah? Shemen Tzreifah is Trum when they became Tomei. The Kohen is allowed to light with it, can make a fire with it, but not in Yomtev. Why not in Yomtev? Because you're not allowed to burn kachim in Yom Tov, and truma is similar to kachim, so you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara is bothered. We just said you're not allowed to burn noiser in the night, only in the day. So that's why I can light the candle on when Yom Tov comes in, because it's going to be lighting in the night. And you're not allowed to burn Noisa in the night. So why you tell me I'm not allowed to use Shemen Sefer for lighting candles or for Yom Tov? Because of Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to bring Kachem on Yom Tov. You should say you're not allowed to do it because you're not allowed to bring Kachem on night. So the more of blowing Berchia, you're doing the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. Kvod Rabbi Shmuel, Lomar Taman, Tinoi, Shaover, Zmanoi, Nimu Ben, Bayoim, Ben, Balayla. Shmuel said, even though Bris Milah must be done in the day, but that's only the first day, meaning on the eighth day the baby is born, you're not allowed to do Bris Milah in the night, you have to wait for the morning. But once the 8 day passed, now you can do Bris Milah night and day. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Hachava, Zmanoi, Nisra, Ben, Bayoim, Ben, Balayla. So here the same thing. No, sir, you need to burn in the day, only in the first day. But once the first day passed, now you can burn. You can burn the noisor even in the night. So you may, when you come to Yom Tov and your question is, can I light B'Shem and Sreifo? Mitzal the night, it's okay. Because now you already passed the day. It's already noisor. I mean, it's already Tomei. So I can burn it. Mitzal the night, I can burn it. The only issue is because you're not allowed to burn Kachim B'Yom Tov. And the Primoish adds that it's going to get to our Sugi too. Because our Sugi said that if the day Tzayin Nisan falls on a Shabbos, so now you have to burn it the next day on Sunday. You don't have to wait for Sunday. You could do it in the Moitz Shabbos, because once you became ready, you already reached the date of the burning, which the Torah tells you, the Zayin Nisan, and now I just can't burn it because it's Shabbos, so I can burn it the night as well. That's what Pnei Moshe learns. Halacha Yudala Zog the Mishnah. The Din Korban Pesach is that each person in the Korban, each who is participating in the Korban, needs to eat a piece of meat. And the pieces they eat have to be edible, have to be something which one can consume. Now the way the animal is, when the animal is young, there's many pieces of the animal, many meats in the animal that are edible. Once the animal grows and becomes a big axe, so now there's a lot of pieces in the animal that are not edible anymore. So the Mishnah tells me the rule. Anything that you can eat in a big axe, you can eat it when the animal is small, when it's a young kid. When it's soft, when it's young. But anything that you can eat when the ox is big, even though now the animal is small and still edible, because it will stop being edible when it grows, you can't eat it even today. And there's some parts of the animal that they're not really edible unless you cook them a lot. But because there is a possibility to make them edible, so they're also kosher. And that's called the Rosh Hiknafayim, which are the shoulders. And the schusim, which are parts of the Reb Chaim explains, that we're talking about schusim that belong to the chozev etzlos, the chest and the ribs. So even though they're a little hard, but because if you cook them a lot, they're edible, so they're fine. Continues the Mishnah, Shevis Hetzen and Pesach Tar, someone who breaks the bone when the Pesach is tar, I raise a look at our boy, and now we mentioned it's a lav, you're not allowed to break the bone, and he gets Malkas Aboy. Aval, Moise Betar, someone who leaves over the meat and becomes nicer. So here he didn't do any maaseh. He didn't do any action. He just was passive. Now I'll show you, but Tomei, someone breaks a bone of a carbon, which is Tomei, ain't the Lekas Arboim. This is a good Malkas Arboim. Says the Gemara, Gidim Arakim, the soft sinews. That's part of the carbon, that's part of the meat, and one could be Nimne, that could be his piece of the Korban Pesach. Hashem Elokishomai, ain't Nimne, this is not something which is considered to be edible, and therefore it's not considered to be a meat that one can eat for Korban Pesach. And the Gemara understands the reason why, even though it's edible, even though technically it's edible, but the only thing that could be part of Korban Pesach is only basar, only meat. This is not meat, this is sinews. And that's what Reish Lakish shows, this is not good enough to be a Korban Pesach. And the Gemara is going to discuss this in the Hemshech of the Sugya. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Psachim, Daf Samech Daled.